Okay, we start off today's mitzvah, mitzvah Kuf Lamed Aleph. We start a new parsha, Parsha Tzav, which has 18 mitzvahs in it. 9 mitzvahs aseh and 9 mitzvahs lo aseh. Very parallel and neat, 9 and 9. Today we have the first mitzvah aseh in Parsha Tzav, and that is the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen, the mitzvah of removing the ashes every day from the Mizbeach. There is a Sefer that is called Trumas Hadeshen, very famous Tshuva Sefer of the late Rishon, before the Shulchan Aruch he lived, the 1400s, Yisrael Isserlin, who wrote a Sefer Trumas Hadeshen. So I was looking around today, I figured this was the mitzvah. Why does he call it Sefer Trumas Hadeshen? So there's no Hakdama in the Sefer, so he doesn't explain why. But I saw somewhere else that if you look at the end of his Tshuvas, he has 394 Tshuvas, Shinun Dalet. So that's why he named it Trumas HaDeshen. The Truma, this is his giving over, the Deshen, Dalet Shinun, that's Gematria 354. That's why he named the Sefer Trumas HaDeshen, the Truma giving over of the Deshen. Okay, anyway, but Trumas HaDeshen, what is the mitzvah? So the Torah tells us, beginning of Parshas Tzav, that we have to light a fire, which Be'ez Hashem will be next week's mitzvah. And then it says, V'lovash ha-kohen mi-dovad u-michnesei vad yobash ha-basaro. The kohen will wear special begadim. V'heirim es ha-deshen eshetoch al-ha-esh. He will lift up some ashes that the fire eats as ha-ola, the fire of the ola al-mizbeach. V'samo eitz al-ha-mizbeach. And as we'll see, what does this mean? Every morning the Kohen, we'll see exactly when it's done, but let's say first thing in the morning he goes, takes a shovel full of ashes, he walks down the ramp, he makes a left, he goes around the corner, he goes back up north, the ramp is on the south side of the Mizbeach, so he comes down the ramp, he makes a U-turn, he goes up on the east side of the ramp, he goes a couple of tfachim, we'll get exactly how far he goes, and then he dumps the ashes right there. That's the avoda of Trumas HaDeshen. That is done every single morning in the Beis HaMikdash. V'samo, that's the pasuk, V'samo Eitzel Mizbeach. The Torah continues, U'fashat es begadav, V'lavash begadim achirim. He takes off his clothes, he puts on other clothes. V'hotzi es HaDeshen al michutz l'machane el makom tohar. He then takes the ashes to a place outside of the camp. Pashtus of the Psukim, that there are two ideas here. There's what's called Trumas HaDeshen, and there's Hotsa'as HaDeshen, two different mitzvahs, two different actions that are demanded. Rashi points out, right here on the Pasuk, that Trumas HaDeshen is a daily requirement. Every single day. There's a vote, the Mishnayos and Yuma described, there was a lottery, who's going to do the Trumas HaDeshen? They all wanted to do it, the first avot in the Beis HaMikdash every day, and they did it every single morning. Hotsa'as HaDeshen, says Rashi, is only done when there is a need, when there is a lot of ashes. The Mizbeach is getting piled too high, you have to do removal, so that's when they take it all off and they bring it outside. But Trumas HaDeshen, a little bit, one shovelful. There's a shear. If you look at the Minchas Chinuch, he talks about it in the Sifkat and Dalet. How much Deshen has to be taken off each day? So he says, Melo Kumso. A kometz full. Very little. Very little. But that's the mitzvah, says the Minchas Chinuch and Oz Dalet, of Trumas HaDeshen. We'll get to the symbolism behind the mitzvah. But that is the mitzvah. He quotes the Yerushalmi on the fourth skinny line, that maybe you have to take a kezias. But that is that's the discussion of the shiur. But either way, it's a very little amount. So that's Shitas Rashi. Trumas HaDeshen every single day of the Beis HaMikdash. Hotsa'as HaDeshen is only when there is a need. If you look, and this is what the Chinuch is going to say a little bit later. If you look at the Rambam has a very different Shita. The Rambam says, the Mishnah Lamelech points this out, the Rambam says that both of these are done every day. The Trumas HaDeshen needs to be done every day, and taking more off from the Beis HaMikdash, in Hilchas Tamidin Musafin, in Perak Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel, where the Rambam explains the whole avoda, Acha Sheyere Zesha Taram, after the person who did Shuma comes down, Ratzam Achav HaKohanim, Umakachin Dev Ragonim Bimheira, the rest of the Kohanim start the morning avoda. And he continues, Umalin Oso Arema Al Gabi Tapuach, they make a big pile of the ashes left overnight, V'garfin Oso Arema V'psachter, and they sweep it up into a type of kli, Umoridin Oso Lamata, they take it down. That's not Truma anymore. That's after Truma. So the Rambam, the Mishnah Lamelech points this out, the Rambam says that Hotsa'as HaDeshen is also done every day. Why? We'll see later. On Yantif, they didn't take any ashes off. They left it there because it's noy lemizbeach to see this huge pile on Yantif. That's the busiest days of the year in the Beis Hamikdash. So huge pile. That's a shevach to the mizbeach. Look how many Jews brought karbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that is an important Rambam that the machlokas Rashi Rambam whether hotzaas hadashen is done every day or just done when there is a need. Okay, so now let's get into the words of the chinuch. She yasira kohen adeshen b'chol yom v'yom el mizbeach. The kohen should remove a little bit of deshen from the mizbeach every day. V'zeo she nikra trumas adeshen. This is the trumas adeshen. She yasir b'chol yom that was done every day. She ne'amar v'lavasha kohen midovad v'chulu v'heir mizadeshen. As the psukim quote. By the way, from this pasuk, midovad, as it says, he has to wear his clothing during Trumas Hadeshen. Two important points are pointed out. Number one, the Menachas Chinuch points out in Os Beis in the second paragraph that this Trumas Hadeshen, though it doesn't seem so important, the Kohen has to wear Bigdei Kahuna for it. That's midovad. He has to wear his badim. He has to wear his uniform. He has to wear his Bigdei Kahuna, even though they are, as we'll see, they're worth less than, let's say, his other big day kahuna. They're the same actual big day kahuna, but it's a ketonis that's cheaper, and it's and mechlasayim that are cheaper, but he has to wear big day kahuna for this. That's what we learn out from Midovad. We also learn that they have to be exactly fitting. They can't be hand-me-downs by kahanim. Let's say an older brother to a younger brother. The older brother's, now it fits. No hand-me-down. It's got to fit. It can't be worn out, first of all. And also, it has to be perfectly fitting. So that's what we darshan for the word midovad. If you look in Kamotzi Shalarav, there's two thoughts today from Kamotzi Shalarav. Dafka, why from the Trumas Hadeshen does the Torah tell us midovad? It has to be exactly fitting and has to fit on the body. So the suggestion is made because you might think the Trumas Hadeshen, the Kohen doesn't want to get his clothes dirty. So he's going to lift up his pants, he's going to roll up his sleeves. So no, midovad. This is an avoda, and you got to look like a Kohen when you do this avoda also. It's got to be perfectly fitting. It gets dirty. Okay, what can you do? But you're not allowed to crumple up or lift up the begadim even by the Trumas Hadeshen. That's why the limud is dafka here. Okay, Mishar Shem Mitzvah Zu. Says the chinuch, some of the messages behind the mitzvah, Masha Kasavnu Lamala, Lahagda Kvarabai, Sulahadra Bakla Yechaltenu, Minatam Shamarnu Sham. Just like we wrote way back in Mitzvah Tzadik Hei, in Mitzvah 95, when we spoke about Vasuli Migdash, everything that is done in the base of Migdash is to make it beautiful and glorify it in the eyes of all of those around. Vinayu Lamizbeach, Lufanos Hadeshen, Mimakam Sheroi Lahadlik Boha Esh. So number one, it's a Shevach to the Beis HaMikdash, and it makes it look beautiful if every day you remove some from the place where the fire was and you make a pile next to the Mizbeach so you see exactly what was burned yesterday, let's say, so to speak. Minchas Tachinah doesn't really explain himself on that first part. But then he says, Shoha'ish Dolek Yafak Shein Tachtav Deshen. On a practical level, you have to, if you want to make a new fire, you want to have room for the new fire for today's Karbanos, so then you have to remove the ashes from where they are on the Mizbeach. There are a number of other thoughts that are given by the Mefarshim, what the messages are for Trumas Hadeshen. Number one, Rav Hirsch says in his commentary right here, Trumas Hadeshen is the transition of Oda. What is it? It's done very early in the morning, sometimes even the night before, in the middle of the night, as we'll see later on the details. So what is Trumas Hadeshen? It's the first Avoda every day, but what is it about? It's about removing yesterday's ashes. So it is the transitionary avoda. This is what creates a continuity between every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. This avoda, the Trumas Hadeshen, on the one hand. But on the other hand, you know what we say, what many Bali Musar say? We take yesterday's Deshen and we take it off the Mizbeach. Every day is a new day. Don't focus on yesterday's mistakes. Let's say you have the ashes of your Karban Chatas here. It's a new slate. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you the ability to start over, to start afresh. That's why Kadosh Baruch could have created a life that we don't sleep. There are no days. Just go straight. Could have created a world like that. But no, he created days. Why days? So that you have every person has a new beginning every 24 hours. Every 24 hours we can wake up. That's Trumas Hadeshen. Don't worry about yesterday. Yesterday was yesterday. Remove it. Today you have today. Says the Rav Hirsch, that's the Trumas Hadeshen. If you look in the Chovas HaLevavos, Rabbeinu Bachya, Chovas HaLevavos, he writes in Shar HaKeniya, in Perek Vav, Trumas Hadeshen is about before the Kohen starts the Avoda. He might think of himself as a pretty great, I'm in the chosen people, I'm the chosen Shevet. And not only am I the chosen Shevet, I'm the chosen group within the chosen Shevet. Look at me. I don't even just sing. I'm doing the Avoda. I'm a Kohen. And look, I was chosen to do this Avoda. So a Kohen might let it go to his head. He's representing Klal Yisrael. So you know what the first Avoda is? And all Kohanim see this being done? The ashes. A lowly, seemingly lowly type of avoda. Take out the ashes, take out the garbage off of the Mizbeach. When I got engaged, my father-in-law says to me, remember, the first avoda in the Beis HaMikdash was taking out the garbage every day. The Truma Sadeshin. Right, but that's this, the Shara Kaniya, to instill this idea that even a lowly acts, you know, don't think of yourself as so great. You have to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're an Eved Hashem, whatever he asks you to do. And it might even be the Truma of the Deshen. That's number three. So you have the Chinuch, you have Rav Hirsch, you have the Chovas HaLevavos. One more, you have the Yagdol Torah. The Yagdol Torah quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says in one of his drashos, Laharos, Shemalas Ha'adam Agdula Asher Ba Nechshav Haya Basoso Avod Lelokav. You know what the galus of a Jew is? You don't look objectively at what he's doing, but you look at, is he listening to what God wants him to do? A big mitzvah, a little mitzvah? We don't know matan tzchar and shol mitzvahs. Afilu b'derach ha-bezuyi b'nei abriyas. If I'm giving kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. You would have thought, even the most chosen group in Shevet Levi, what do? They carry the Aron. Right, we have the B'nai Kahas. How do they carry it? On their shoulders. They schlep it on their own shoulders. You would think, let them put them in wagons. They're very chashuv people. No. You put it on your shoulders. Because every little schwitz and work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Right, and that's the Trumas Hadeshen as well. Okay, just one final Alderich Jewish thought. I saw in the name of Rav Meir Parmizlaner, one of the rebbes, he quotes, what does the pasuk say that we just read? Ufashat es begadav v'lavash begadim achirim v'hotzi es hadeshen al michutz l'machane el makom tahor. See, darshins, we all have to remember there will come a day, ufashat es begadav v'lavash begadim achirim, that will put on big day lavan. We'll put on big day lavan achamei v'esrim. V'hotzi es hadeshen, and our deshen will be taken out, the guf, which is the psoles, el michutz l'machane. Michutz la'ir el makom tahor lebeis moi lekol chai the eshel mizbeach tukadbo. So we have to remember that there's a day ufashar es begadav v'lavash begadim acherim. Okay, let us continue now. That was a couple of hashkafic thoughts related to Truma Zadeshen. Now let's get back to halacha. Midini amitzvah, mash'amur zecharna lavracha. What was it? Sha'arama Zadeshen, hi avoda mi avoda sakuna. This is one of the avodas that the Kohanim do in the Beis HaMikdash every single day. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch Oz Beis, what happens if a czar does the Truma Sadeshen? So he is not Chayiv Misa like he is if he does, let's say, other Avodos, if he does Zrikas Hadam or other Avodos, but he's still not allowed to do it. Hinei HaRama Sadeshen, says the Minchas Chinuch, he avoda mi avodas kahuna. Ach b'kamakom azarinu Chayiv Misa. Avo bishi avoda tama, kivan shihi avoda siluk inu Chayiv Misa rak Malkus. There are rules and regulations which Avodos is a czar Chayiv Misa and which Malkus. But if a czar does this avoda, a Yisrael, he is Chayiv Malkus, he does not get Misa. Ubigde kahuna, weiter in the Chinuch, shahayu tarmi b'yam Adeshen, ayu b'chusim min hakelim shemishamish ben shar avodos. The begadim that the Kohen wore when he did Truma Sadeshen were worth less than the begadim that he wore during the other avoda. Shene'emar fashadas begadav v'lavash begadim achirim. As the pasuk says, he takes off his begadim and he puts on other clothes. If you look in the pasuk that I read before, it sounds like Truma Sadeshen, then he changes clothing, and then Hotzah Sadeshen. But Chazal assume that before the Truma Sadeshen, that's when the clothing is changed as well. Even for the Truma Sadeshen, because you're going to get dirty. The Alva Bisha Pasuk Zen, no more Hotzah Sadeshen, as I just said, even though the Pasuk seems to be going only on the Hotzah Sadeshen, Mikal Makom, Gam B'Truma Sadeshen, Hainu, Kishim Esalek, Osam Me'al HaMizbeach, Umorida L'Ritzpah, She'ez Al HaMizbeach, when you take the ashes off the Mizbeach, and you put it down, Yesh Lano Lilmod, Gam Kain, She'en Roy Lasos, Osam Malacha, Bosam Begadam Shuma Shamesh. You're not supposed to do the same avoda that you do the rest of the avodas hadam, the avodas hakarbanos with the Truma Sadeshen. V'nemar v'zeh al-derech mashal, that's where Chazal give a mashal. Rashi quotes this, if you remember, at the beginning of Parshas Sav. Why do you have to change your clothes, different clothes, when you do Truma Sadeshen? Begadim shebishal behen kedera l'rabo, al-yibzo bekos l'rabo. The chef and the waiter don't have the same uniform. that the chef, which has spills all over his apron, and he's schwitzy, and he's dirty, he doesn't come out and serve wine to the guests. That's exactly what Chazal say. So that's why Truma Sadeshin, Otsa Sadeshin, different clothes than the rest of the Avoda. I saw in Rav Zevin's Sipurei Chasidim, he quotes the Sipurei Chasidim in Rav Zevin's more famous work on Torah, is L'Torah V'Lamoadim, which we've quoted before. But he has also Sipurei Chasidim, where he has different Chasidish stories related to the different mitzvahs on this pasuk of Ufasharas Begadav V'Lavash Begadim Achirim. He quotes a story from one of the Lubavitcher Rebbe's, Rav Shmuel, the son of the Tzemach Tzedek. He quotes that somebody once came to him, Rav David Tzvichein, who was also one of the Ravs, Rabbanim at the time, he came to meet with him. And when he came, he was already meeting with other people. So he had to wait in the room. So he waited and waited and waited and waited. And while he was there, the shamish of the Rebbe brought him in another shirt. He sees, he brought him another shirt, he took his old shirt. And he sees his shirt that he just took off was all wet. So he was wondering. So the shamish says, I don't know why. He's always sweating. Why is he always sweating so much? So the Rebbe overhears, and he comes out, he says, let me explain to you. He says, B'shmeshach ha-shah, ha-yu atzli al-yechidus chamish v'esher manashim. I met with 25 people in the last hour. B'shvil she'uchal la-shiv eitzan nechon la-shoel. In order for me to give proper advice to the person, I have to get into his shoes. I have to put on his clothes in order to feel like him, figuratively. And then, to give him the proper advice, I have to go back into my clothes. So I have to switch. And then every person, I have to put on their clothes, and then I have to put on my clothes. I have to put on that. You wouldn't be sweating if you have to switch your clothes 25 times in an hour? 50 times in an hour? Ufasharas begadav v'lavash begadim achirim. The message being, obviously, when we feel with sorrow, when we feel a need, when we want to talk to a person, we got to be in their shoes. We got to be in their clothes. That's Rav Zevin. Weiter. Emas haitar man adeshen. When was Trumas adeshen done every day? Three possibilities. Bechol yom mishayalam on a shachar. Usually, right by dawn. By dawn. That was the first time. It was still dark in the Beis HaMikdash. The sun hadn't risen yet. The Mishnayos talk about in Maseches Tamid that they didn't even see. They know the Kohen who was chosen, he went around the Mizbeach, he washed his hands, he went to do it. They didn't even see him because it was still dark. And that's normally. Ubim Moadim, on Yontif, when it was a busier day. It was a busy day on Yontif, so you have to do Truma Sedeshin earlier. Mishlish, it should say Harishon Shel Halayla. It's a mistake. The footnotes pointed out right all the way at the beginning of the night. Yom Kippur Mechatzos Halayla. Yom Kippur, you do it from Chatzos. Yom Tov is the busiest day. That's why you had to do it even earlier. Those are the three times it could be done. It's interesting that if you look at Maseches Brachos on Daf Gimel, the Gemara says there that a Kadosh Baruch Hu cries three times. Right, Kadosh Baruch Hu cries throughout the night at the times that the Mishmaros change. So the Gemara there says, where is it? The Gemara there says, Amar Yisla Bar Shmuel Bar Shmei the Rav, Shalosh Mishmaros HaVilayla, V'akol Mishmar HaMishmar, Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'shoi Ka'ari, V'omer Oy Labanim Shabbat V'nasim Hechrafti Yisbeisi V'chulu V'chulu. They cry. And when is it? So by the first Mishmar, the middle of the second Mishmar, and by the morning. So the Tosfos HaRash in Brachas Dav Gimel there says, you know why I shed these three? Because those are the three times that you can bring the Truma Sadeshin. Right, that's what we just said. You can bring it all the way in the morning, and you can bring it the Mechatzos, you can bring it by the Mishmar Rishona. That's what the Tosfos HaRash says. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu cries Dafka those three times, because those are the three times that you can do Truma Sadeshin. Ask the Achronim. So what's the big deal about Truma Sadeshin? That's when Hashem cries. He doesn't cry by the Karbet Tamid. He doesn't cry by the Tamid Shabbat Arbayim. So I saw in the Motzi Shalom Rav, he quotes one of the Achronim, who says that maybe because by all the other Tfilos, all the other Karbanis, we have Tfilos Kenegdam. So Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to cry. Tfilos Kenegdam. Truma Sadeshin, we do nothing today for Truma Sadeshin. So if we do nothing, that's why Hashem's crying, because he misses it. He misses that avod of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why Dafka the three. Weiter. The case of Tarmanosa, and how do you be Tarimit back in the Chinuch? Misha Zacho Bagaro Hasira. Whoever won the lottery in the morning, Tovel Velov, and they all wanted to do it, because this was the first Avoda. Tovel Velovish Big Day Harama, Umekadish Adavraglov. So he went to the mikvah, and he got ready to do the Avoda. He went to the Kiyar, washed his hands and feet. Vahi Omrim Lachavakoanim. He's Zahir, Shematiga Bakliash Kadish Adavraglacha. His fellow Kohanim warned him, make sure you wash your hands and feet before you start the Avoda. Right? This is the first Avoda of the day. So he was going to be the only one there. Remember, all the other Kohanim, it was in the dark. They stayed in their rooms until he finished that Avoda. He went all by himself through the Azara to the other side of the Mizbeach, It was pretty dark, a couple of candles here and there. He washed his hands. He was going to be all alone. So they reminded him, don't forget to wash your hands and feet. And what did he do then? He took a special shovel, made out of silver, it was on the west side of the ramp, he took it up, he rubbed the coals back and forth in order to get some coals from the middle, the burning hot coals in the middle of the fire. And then what? He goes down the ramp and he makes a left and he goes around up to the north, as I said before. He goes 10 amos north next to the ramp. Three tfachim away from the ramp, 10 tfachim from the south point on the ramp. And that's where he dumps it, and that's where, I shouldn't say dumped, that's where he places it. That's where other deshen is put from other avodos. Finishing up, next page. After he finishes this truma, then the entire day starts. His fellow kohanim sees, they run. They run to wash their hands. They start the carbon tumid. They're all grabbing shovels. They're all running to the Rosh HaMizbeach. It's very exciting. You read the Maseches Tumid in the Mishnayos. They wait for him. Halavai. We should like be like in our bed. I can't wait till Shacharis. I can't wait till I get out of bed. That's what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? They only did it twice, 2 weeks out of the year. Right, because the rest of the year, every group of Kohanim only did it twice. 48 groups of Kohanim, 24 groups of Kohanim, they all worked two times at 2 weeks out of the year, and they all worked on Yontif. But this is the excitement. We should take that as a musar. The garfen as a deshem, he called Sidi Mizbeach. They went up, they got everything ready. Vosan as Mimenu Arema, they made a big pile. They made room for the new karbanis. The noheges finishing up is manavais bezichrei kahuna. This applies to the male kohanim. The overall level of isira kemitzvasa bitel ase. And if the kohanim do not do the mitzvah of shumas hadeshen, they are mevatel the ase. Just one or two final points. In the Menachas Chinuch and Os Aleph, he points out that the ashes that have to be gathered are the ashes from the animals, from the karbanis, not just ashes from the wood. It says, the pasuk says, right, ola, right, amizbacha ola. So one has to make sure of dafka hadeshin mehei murin o meivari haola shenis achlu avolome hadeshin shal atzei amaracha. He has to make sure to get ashes from the karbanos and not just from the wood that burned. We discussed zar already, big tikkahuna. We discussed how much the shear, and one final point. There's a Rashi in Meseches Yuma, which is quoted in the Menachas Chinuch in Os Ches. Rashi in Psachim. Tosfos in Yuma talks about it. But Rashi in Psachim Chavav, where Rashi quotes a Chazal that the ashes, after they were placed next to the Mizbeach, they were swallowed up miraculously into the ground. The ashes that were miraculously placed there, they were swallowed up miraculously into the ground. That's Rashi. I saw Rav Saratskin says, and he has a couple of pieces on Trumas Hadeshen in Azayin LaTorah. He says, usually when we talk about anything that this Harama done, Truma, what's special? When you do Truma, what's special? What you take or what you leave? Usually what you take. Truma is special, the rest is Chulin. You take a piece of Challah off. Hafrash is Challah. The piece you take off has Kedusha. Here, it seems like the opposite. Trumas Hadeshen, you're taking the Deshen. The Deshen is just like ashes. Says Azayin LaTorah, no. That deshen is masbia and gives special bracha to all of Eretz Yisrael. And that's why you put it next to the Mizbeach, and then it miraculously gets swallowed up into the land, and that connects the Mikdash to the land itself. So it's Zayin LaTorah, relating to that Rashi Maseches Pesachim, Daf Chavav, in terms of the magic of what happens to the deshen after it's taken off. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And B'ez Hashem, we will continue next week. Everybody should have a good Shabbos and a good Chodesh.